teachers, Rasha et Tfila. The Mount Sinai Tzedebes Medrash welcomes everyone to tonight's shiur. Tonight's shiur is sponsored for Refuah Shleima, for Miriam Bas Chai Rivka, Sir Shari Chayli Yisrael, Shmizifta Refuah Shleima Bekariv, and Lezeicha Nishmas, Hachover Moshe Mordechai Ben Tzvi, Hachover Chaim Ben David, and Lezeicha Nishmas, Reb Nissen Ben Rav Shmuel. As all of you hopefully by now know, the Night Seder Beis Medrash's sole purpose is Torah and more Torah. We encourage everyone, if you don't currently attend any of our programs, be it the Sunday morning program, which is starting a new sugya, Rabbi Marburger, it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful program. Everyone is encouraged to attend. We have a Dirshu Shir here every night, Mishan Brewer, with Rabbi Cantor Shlita. Everyone is encouraged to attend any or all of our programs. Tonight we have a tremendous chus and kavod to have with us Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum Shlita, Rav of Kahal Nachlas Yitzchak from Kew Garden Hills, a Baal Mechaber of numerous svarim, to give us divrei hasefiros on the Yemei Sfira as we count towards Kabbalas HaTorah. Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum Shlita.
You know what Amelech says in Tehillim, Samachti Boimim Li Beis Hashem Neilech. It gives me great simcha to be able to come to a Beis Hashem. And one has to realize that this is being said by Dovid Amelech as a Melech Yisrael. It means that Kol Tamugei Olam Hazeh was Biyodoi. Everything was within his reach. He's a Melech Yisrael. He's able to have and acquire whatever he wants, and yet Dovid Amelech says, the Samachti Boim Nimli Beis Hashem Neilech, which gives him simcha, true simcha, to be able to come to a Beis Hashem. And then he says it has to be understood, because when there is the famous words of the Yerachayim HaKodesh, which is many times repeated, but there is a major nekuda that is many times overlooked. And that is, the Yerachayim HaKodesh says in Kisove V'samachta B'chol HaToiv, Ein Toiv Ele Toire, Kidu are the words of the Yerachayim HaKodesh. What does it mean, Ein Toiv Ele Toire? Im hoye oilam, says Arachaim HaKodesh, if people hoye magishim umisangim benoyam mesiges haTorah, people be zoiche to be toim the time of Torah, hoye kol oilam kulay meloy kesef v'zov lenechshav lehem meuma, the entire world filled with kesef v'zov would not mean anything to them compared to the tanug of Torah. V'hoye mishtagim aleihem, they'd go out of their mind, the mesiges haTorah. And then he says the following phrase, Ki haTorah koileles kol haToivah shebi'olam, which really simply means Torah is the biggest toiv, is the most toiv of everything. Rabbi Yisai says much more than that. B'derech klal in tanugei olam hazeh, a person usually has to give up something to gain something else. Comes time to go on vacation, a person can't decide. One advertisement tells him to go over here, and he finds out that this place has a mila, but it has a chesar. Maybe he says the climate is good. Maybe the air is good, but someone told him the food is not that good. Then he says a different advertisement, tries to attract his attention to go over there. 5-star hotel, food is maybe good, but the climate is not so good. The air is not so good. And now he has to decide where is a better place. And he has to make Nebuchadnezzar a decision. What's kedai to give up in order to gain? Chaim HaKodesh is saying, when a person chooses, and he's zoyche to the time of Torah, it's not a pshat, he's giving up. It doesn't mean that it's kedai to give up tanuga olam hazeh for Torah. You're not giving up anything. Ki haTorah koileles kol haToiv shebi'olam, which means not only that Torah is better, but any tiny that you could have imagined in olam hazeh, Torah has it also. So when you choose and you're zoyche to the time of Torah, it's not a pshat, is you chose something that's merely better. So I have to give up olam hazeh. It's kedai to give up tanug olam hazeh for the sake of Torah. The mesikas of Torah is such that it's koilu kol haToiv shebi'olam, which is any other Torah that you could have imagined, that somehow to get it anyplace else, Torah is koileles kol haToiv shebi'olam. How does he know that? I believe from the pasuk itself, v'samachto b'chol haToiv, ein toiv ela Torah. What is the all-encompassing Toiv? Nothing in this world is perfect in Toiv. Certainly it's not all-encompassing. The Chelik HaToiv is in one area, whatever it's supposed to mean. But Torah, Samachta B'chol HaToiv, any type of Toiv that you could imagine, you find in Torah. No, David HaMelech, Milon HaGodol certainly was Magish, that type of a Hargosh HaSimcha Dig experience. So he says, Samachti Boimim Libeis Hashem Neilech. But I like to say, when I speak to an Olam of Olam HaTorah, probably one of the most difficult aspects, you know, when a person learns, you have a shiur, you kveitim l'Torah, and by the way, that's even talking about people who are learning full time. There's a major problem in one area. And that problem basically is in the chelik hazikoron, to be able to retain and to remember that which one learns. It's not such a simple situation. So let me start with this. Hascholas Hashas, Torah Shebal Peh, begins with a Masechta, you all know it's called Masechtas Brachos. Masechtas Brachos. The Rebbe Yehuda in the Tzlach raises a simple question. He says, why is this Masechta called Masechtas Brachos? If you ever learned, at least even the Mishnayos of Masechtas Brachos, you know that the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, Bechlal doesn't even talk about Brachos. Talks about Krishma, Memes HaKoyin HaShema B'Yarvis, and goes on as such. And then following that, the Masechta still does not talk about Brachos. It talks about the Halachos of Tefillah, Perek Tefillah HaShachar and so on. The Halachos of Brachos, Rabbi Yisai, only begins by Perek Shishi and by Perek Shevi. Maybe the Masechta should be called Masechtas Krishma. Maybe it should be called Masechtas Tefillah. After all, Masechtas Be'ah is called Masechtas Be'ah because the first word is Beit Shinol Abiyontif. The rest of the Masechta Bechal doesn't even talk about Be'ah, hardly. Certainly the rest of the Mishnah doesn't discuss Be'ikar Be'ah just a little bit. And certainly the next Mishnah, the third Mishnah, has nothing to do with it. Because of the first word. So maybe the first word is called Memesai, called Masechtas Memesai. Like Masechtas Be'ah is called Masechtas Be'ah. Why call it Masechtas Brachos? The Halachos Gedolos, Rabbi Yisai. The Baal Halachos Gedolos was before the Tkufas, the Rishonim. The Sefer Misyachis to Rabbi Yehudua Goyd, talk about the Tkufas Goyim before Rishonim. The Bahag. The Bahag starts the Hagdoma of the Sefer Bahag. You know what the Hagdoma is about. The Hagdoma is merely reciting word for word Birchas HaTorah. The Brach of Birchas HaTorah. That is the Hagdoma of the Halachos Gedolos. And he goes on to say, why am I being magdim with Birchas HaTorah? Because I don't want you to make a mistake, he said, that Yidden made thousands of years ago. And that we all know, the Gemara Doran Daf Peyalef. Almo of the Oretz, what was the cause of the Churban? Golus Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says very bekissed without going the whole length. The Gemara Shalei Baruchu B'Toyer Tchile. We know there's many, many different perushim of that. We don't want to discuss that either. Ayin Baram, Shom, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoyne, Kiyidua. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. So whatever the beer is, they didn't say Birchas HaTorah, that brought down and drove Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael. That was the Churban. Says the Bahag, I want to make sure that you don't make that mistake. So therefore, before I start my Sefer Bahag, I am quoting Birchas HaTorah. Don't make that mistake, learning ever without Birchas HaTorah. In order not to cause this similar situation, Soros upon Klal Yisrael, that took place those many years ago, because they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. I don't want you to make that mistake, says the Bahag. And then he starts with his Hagdoma Birchas HaTorah. That's the Bahag. Says the Tzlach Rabbi Yisai, Oimer Ani Sgule Nifloye Lezikore. Tzlach says, Rabbi Yisai, the Tzlach, the Rebbe, I want to give you, not Stam Sgule, a Sgule Nifloye. It's worth $1 million. I want to give you a Sgule Nifloye to be able to remember that what you learned. What is that Sgule? Say Birchas HaTorah B'Kavona. So says the Tzlach. Tzlach, by the way, is at the end of Masechtas Brachos. Say Birchas HaTorah B'Kavona. You say Birchas HaTorah B'Kavona, it doesn't have the word B'Kavona, but that's certainly what he means. It's as good as the card. Why? And what does he base it on? He really says as follows. You know, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara brings down that there's a stira. don't have to be a big book in Tehillim, but certainly in the first capital you might remember. Starts with Asher Ho'ish, as we know, Asher Ho'lovat Sas Vishoyim, Dechatoim Lo'yomad, Kim B'Toyres Hashem Chefsoi, U'B'Soy Rosoi Yehege Yoyim V'Layla. So the Gemara immediately asks the Stira. The beginning it says, Kim B'Toyres Hashem Chefsoi. He has a desire to learn Toyres Hashem. And then immediately, take it from Yad, in the same breath it says, B'Soy Rosoi, in his Toyre, Yehege Yoyim V'Layla. So whose Toyre, Rabbi, says it? Is it Hashem's Toyre, or is it your Toyre? Whose Toyre is it? So the Gemara says the following lotion. Kan bitchila v'kan lo besoif, says the Gemara. Which means to say, bitchila, what does that mean? So in Rashi's mashma, the way Rashi touches the Gemara, kan bitchila means before a person learns, the Torah is not your Torah. Bitchila means before you're learning. Bitchil is Hashem's Torah. Kan lo besoif. But once you learn Torah, once you learn Torah, it becomes your Torah. So prior to learning, it's Toyres Hashem. Not Toyres Hashem Chefso. You only have a desire. You didn't learn yet. You have a desire to learn. You might want to learn. Then it's Toyres Hashem. It's not your Toyre yet. However, Kaan Lo B'Soif. Soif means once you have already learned. Once you're learning Toyre, then really it's your own Toyre. So Givaldi Givot and Satmar Ruf Zechroin Lebruch used to say, he said, a person by Bichas Toyre, you have an Aliyah, but there's two brachas that you make. First brachas to Bachabonim Kolamim, right? Not so long as Toyrosoi. You notice it doesn't say the word Toyros Emes. Second bracha says that you're not so long, right? Toyros Emes. How come by the second bracha we refer to the Toyros Emes? Why not in the first bracha? Just that's them. Bachabonim Kolamim, not so long as Toyrosoi. It doesn't say Toyros Emes. Why only by the second bracha? So the Rebbe said, Givaldik, according to his Gemara, it comes out like this. When a person is Oile, an Aliyah, before he reads the Torah, whose Torah is it? It's Torah Hashem. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah doesn't need a skoma. You can very sure it's Torah Semes. Don't have to say that. Hashem's Torah? About it, Semes. After the Kriya is a Torah, right? Once you become a Torah, now whose Torah is it? Your Torah. Dan Torah nishtos lepushet as a Torah Semes. Shemasalon a Torah Semes. Halavai, the Torah that was given to me, that should be a Torah Semes. It should be an Emes to get Torah. Everybody believes the Torah is the Emes and the Fame. My Emes and the Fame, and I'll Emes and the Fame. So that's not so posh. Once it becomes your Torah, Torah Semes is not such a posh desire. Therefore it has to mention the end of Torah Semes. That's the Pshat Nigmor according to Rashi. Comes the Tzlach, and the Tzlach says, I would suggest a totally different Pshat. Kam bitchila kam lebesoif. Again, the Stira Sagimara is, opening posik says, ki betoiris Hashem chefzoi, the Torah is Torah Hashem. And then it says, ki besorosoi yehege, yoim avloilu. But he's studying his own Torah. Kam betchila, kam betsoif. Says the Tzlach, I believe, says the Tzlach, that this Gemara really mamishes a parallel to a similar Gemara, where in Brachas Lamed Hei, which you all know, Mestame, the Gemara asks another stira, quite the same. One pasuk says, Lashem Ha'aretz U'Maloyo. The world belongs entirely to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The other pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem. But Ha'aretz Nosan Livnei Yodom. So the Gemara asks the stira, what's the Gemara's teretz? Kan Koidem Brocha, Kan Liyacha Brocha. Before a person makes a bracha on an item, on a food or anything, does not belong to him. That's Hashem or Simloyo. After you make a bracha, the food becomes yours. That's V'Horetz Nosan Livnei Yodom. Suggest the slach, Rabbi Yisai. Suggest the slach. Kan koinem bracha. Before a person makes birchis ha-toira, the toira belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat kan betchila. Kam betchila, not before you learn like Rashi learns. Kam betchila means in the beginning. Beginning means before you make birchas haTorah. The Torah is Torah Hashem. Kam lebesoif zuk deslach. However, lebesoif means however if you make birchas haTorah after bracha the Torah is yours. Like the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hei. Then it becomes Oretz Nosan Livnei Yodom. The same thing is about Torah also. Then once you make a bracha, the Torah belongs to you. And the star brings down a incredible Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, hard to believe, but this is a Ferish Gemara in the Doron Lamed Ches. And the Gemara says the following. This is what the Gemara says. Bitchilo hayav Moshe loy metayre. Umishakcho. The great Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning used to learn Torah and he used to forget. Ad shenitna loy b'matona. Till HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah b'matona, then he didn't forget anymore. Shenemar, vayiten el Moshe kechaloisoy ledaber itoy. Vayiten el Moshe. The Torah was given to him b'matona. Says the Stas, what do you see from that Gemara? You see, when Torah is given to you b'matona, you don't forget. So after Birchas HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to you, it becomes Torah Asai, it becomes your Torah. Before Birchas HaTorah, it's Torah Hashem. But after Birchas HaTorah, it becomes your Torah. Which means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Torah b'matona. If he gives you b'matona, you don't forget. As you see by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it says that Tzlach, Zgula Nefloi says, for Lizikorin is Birchas HaTorah. Because when you make Birchas HaTorah, after the Brocha, it's B'Torosoi, it's no longer Torah Hashem. Then it becomes B'Torosoi, it becomes your Torah. And when it becomes your Torah, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you b'matona. Well, he gives it to you b'matona, so you don't forget. By the way, that's what the Tzlach says. In his opinion, Mesechtes Brochus is called Mesechtes Brochus. To remind you, say Birchas HaTorah. You say you learn. You're starting Torah Shabbat Peh. You're opening up a Mesechta. First Mesechta in Torah Shabbat Peh. You're starting a career in learning. You're opening Torah Shabbat Peh. You need a Zgul of Zikara. You need a Zikara of remembering. So the Mesechta was called Mesechta's Brachas to remind you right away. Here I'm giving you a Zgula, you're starting to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. I'm giving you something. I'm giving you something in your hand to be able to be kind and to acquire and to remember that which you're learning. The Mesechta is going to be called the very first Mesechta, Mesechta's Brachas, Al Shem Birchas HaTorah. Because when you say Birchas HaTorah, then you can be zeichet to remember what you're learning. Atkan Divrat Slach. Ani is that here, Rabbi Zai? I'd like to say that it's not just a magical formula. So it means like this, Rabbi Zayi, Yid gets up in the morning, get Azub Birchas HaTorah, oh, shine, he's going to remember everything. That's it. So you push it. I think there's a deeper message. There's a reason for that. There's a reason, yes, it's true. The Tzlach says, Birchas HaTorah is a zgula for zikaron. I'm sorry to take away a little bit of the zgula, it's not that posh. Birchas HaTorah is a zgula for zikaron. But I believe what he means is based upon the following. And the klal is, by the way, let me just say, this is not really, I say it's agav, it's hard just push it to leave it out, which comes out of a gewaldig thing. But according to the Tzlach said that Birchas HaTorah is a zgula for learning. Which means if you don't have the zgula of Birchas HaTorah, then of course, then you're like everybody else. Person's in danger of forgetting. So I believe, according to the Tzlach, when the Gemara says, Al mo of the Oret, so let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Churban came, why? Shalei baruch hu b'toyre t'chile. So Poshet, how does everybody learn? It's for the Aveira that they did not make Birchas HaTorah. So by the way, that's why the Shagisari wants to bring a Raya to the Rishonim, the Shitz of the Ramban, that Birchas HaTorah has to be a Deraisa. Because it's only Drabonon. So because of a Drabonon, should come a Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shalei baruch hu b'toyre t'chile. If the Gemara says, Shalei baruch hu b'toyre t'chile brings a Churban, it has to be serious Aveira. To be a serious Aveira, Birchas HaTorah has to be a derisive. Like the Shitta Rambam, against the Rambam, does not bring it. The Rambam holds Birchas HaTorah, but Pashas, the way they most learn, is a Drabonon. Shakisari says, from that Gemara Zerai, like the Rambam, who does mention in Sefer HaMitzvos. Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam mentions that Birchas HaTorah is a derisive. Why? Because the Gemara says, a Churban came from Baruch HaTorah Tchile. If it would not be an Issa derisive to be Mevatel Birchas HaTorah, is the Mestabu would come a Churban? Otherwise, I think the pshat is different. It's not for the aveira of bittul birchas haTorah that the churban came. Shloim baruch hu b'toyre tchile. Memele, they didn't have this zegula against shichas haTorah. The churban came because they forgot Torah. That's why the churban came. There was no Torah. But galen mitfagesen, but galen mitfagesen. At the end of the day, there was no Torah. Shloim baruch hu b'toyre tchile was merely a sibbe that brought the Teitzah of Shikhas HaTorah. It's not the Aveira, Shlei Baruch HaTorah Tchila, that brought the Churban. But it's an Aveira. The Mesad Aveira itself could be only Drabonon. Adrab, Mishkarai to the Shagasai. For the Aveira itself. But the Mice, if they didn't say Birchas HaTorah, they didn't have this Gula Lizikarim. To the end of the day, people were learning and forgetting, learning and forgetting. So there was no real Torah in Klal Yisrael. The Sabbath for the Melanis, the Masa Gunish Geblim. So that's Shlei Baruch HaTorah Tchila. It's not the Aveira that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. It's the Lamaisa. The Lamaisa, the fact that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. So as a result, they didn't have this Gula and Givan Shikhas HaTorah. But I think Rabbi Shkofes Advarim is like this. You all know, there's a Gemara Megillah Davov. Well, Megillah Davov says the Gemara, you got him with Sosi Tamen. The person says that I toiled, as Miyageya, I put in the effort, and that was Matzliach, believe it. Tamen. Person says, lo yogati umotsosi. Person says, I was not miyageya, and I was matzliach. Al tamen, don't believe him. Yogati umotsosi, if a person says, yes, I was miyageya, I put in the time, I put in the effort, put in the koyach. Motsosi, that was a matzliach, tamen, believe him. But the Gemara says another thing. Hanamile, very important line. Very important addition. Hanamile, Yogati Metzosi Tamin, says the Gemara, that is Lechadudi. Lechadudi means to understand the Inyan. For the Havonas Advorim, if a person is Miyageya, and he says Metzosi, believe him. Abel, says the Gemara, Le'oik Megirse, Seyate de Shemaye. What does Le'oik Megirse mean? So Drashe, Shelo Yishkach. Of Nishse Fagessen, Helf Nishka Yigir. Here, Rashi, spell it the Gezach. Le'oik Megirse, Helf Nishka Yigir. You need Seyate de Shemaye. Shlo Yishkach, not to forget, you need Siyata Dishmai. Look at Mori Megillah, Davov. You got him at Sosi Tamin, yes, 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 Lechadudi. To understand the union, for the Havonas Advorin. Of them helps Yigir. Yigir helps for that. But Le'oik Megirse, Shlo Yishkach, help Nishka Yigir. So I want to ask you, Rabbi, a question. For what's help Nishka Yigir, Shlo Yishkach? Let him chazer. Let him chazer 5 times. Why need... Let him chazer 10 times. And maybe let him chazer may upon the vechad, as the Gemara says. So let him chazer. So what you're saying is that Yegiyah doesn't help Shulay Yishkach. For that you need special Siyata Dishmaya. Let him chazer. So the Chla used to say once that said, Tzivisna Madav Chazer, to know that for that you need Siyata Dishmaya itself. To know that you have to chazer, to realize for that you need Siyata Dishmaya. And the reason for it, Rabbi Yisrael, because what's pshat, what does chazor mean? Chazor by definition means reviewing that which you still remember. Chazor means to review that which you still remember. Because if you forgot it already, Rabbi Yisrael, it's not called chazor, it's called learning fresh. The Gemara says, kosher tikka mechadete. So by definition, chazor means that you're reviewing that which you still... So it's a big Yetzirah over here. If I still remember it, why spend the next half hour for Chazor? I can use the next hour to learn something new. Learn something new, learn something fresh. I still remember the old stuff. Why do I have to be Chazor it? So you need a lot of Siyata Dishmaya to understand the Cheshivas of Chazor. For that alone you need Siyata Dishmaya. Loik Megirse, Shlo Yishkach, Siyata Dishmaya. You need Siyata Dishmaya to know that you have to Chazor. Agav, look in the Shlo HaKodesh, the Shlo HaKodesh said that on Chanukah time, said the Shlo HaKodesh, the Yeshiva was not, the Seder Yeshiva was not as usual, not because it was Bittel Zman, because they utilized that time for Chazorah. So said the Shulah Kodesh. To set aside specific Zman for Chazorah. That's the time to Chazor. And then we go further later. But then there's something much deeper over here. Loik Megirse Shulah Yishkach Siyate Dishmaye. Says Rabbi Yisrael Chassam Soifah, says Adova Niflin. So Loik said, whoever told you, whoever told you, Rabbi Yisrael, that if you chazer something, if you review something, that you remember? Who told you that? Who told you that chazorah has a shaykhis with the zikaron? The answer is poshut. I see it in my private life. If I want to remember something, if I review it 10 times, 15 times, I remember. A person wants to remember a certain calendar date, right? So all he does is he chazers it 25 times, remember it. Because Lahavdul place in school, if you had to remember a poem, memorize a poem, say, you saw it, right? 25 times, 30 times, 40 times, yeah, you remembered it. You remember it. Not for long, you remember it. So you see in your private life that chazorah works for a memory. Says some say it's a mistake. That's only by Gashmias. To remember Gashmias digger things, he says chazorah works. That's a science. That's a science. Teva, nature, is mechayev. That's the way it is. If a person keeps, right, you keep banging into your head over and over again, reviewing. So, sof kasof, you're going to remember. That's alpi nature, it's alpi teva, without any schoolers. Chazor alpi teva, to remember gashmiz de gezachen, it is only natural. It's bederach ha-teva that chazorah reviewing, right, allows you to remember. Zudach sam sofer, but not when it comes to Torah. Hesta masa. When it comes to Torah, Torah is Chochem Hashem. Tochnius Ruchnius. The cup is like Gashmius and Gikop. Gashmius and Ruchnius have no shaykhis one to the other. A Gashmius and Gikop will not be able, even if you chazer 10,000 times, listen to this, If he has a tent of dime, al piderach hateva, Chazora will not allow that the Torah, which is a ruchni, is it's not machayev that you can remember that the guy that the Torah, which is a ruch, is physically siklim. Torah, which is a the chokhmah Hashem, the kedushas haTorah, does not want to become attached to nagashim isdikinkop. So you can chazor all you want. It's a contradiction in terms. The kop is nagashim isdikinkop, and Torah is chokhmah Hashem, the ruchni is dikinkop. Elamai rabbi. So how come? When you chazer, you do remember. How come when you chazer Torah? Siyata d'shmaya, not b'der chateva. It's siyata d'shmaya. The siyata d'shmaya, in other words, al b'der chateva chazorah when it comes to Torah, chazorah is not mechayev at all. Teva is not mechayev at all that you should remember. You need special siyata d'shmaya. Because Torah is a ruch is digi chochma and the kop is a gashmi is digi chochma. And ruch is a gashmi is, they don't go together. As a matter of fact, you want to know how far that goes, the Chassid doesn't mention this, but Ayin, maybe, each should be healthy and well, probably one of the most choshev brochas that a Yid is able to make many, many times a day is the brocha of Asher Yotzar. To appreciate the cheshivas of that brocha, what that means. To understand what that means, the cheshivas of that brocha, and a Yid is Messiah, at the end of that brocha, he says, Roi Pechol Bosar Mafli Lasois. Kosh Baruch Hu is a Mafli Lasois. Kosh Baruch Hu Mamish, he does wondrous things. Rabbi said, what is the Pella? What is the Pella? Umafli Lazois. Now if you ask me, I would say, the kind of a question is, every chelik of the human body is incredible. Incredible ingenuity. Just the way the eye functions, mamish, all the intricacies, the discipline, the aura that you see in every chelik, the brain, the eyes, the everything, all the senses, all the chushim. The human body is mafli Lazois. But the Ramah does not touch that. The Ramah says, you know what the mafli lasis is? Kosh Baruch Hu took a gashmiz de giguf. A guf that's called a gashmiz, and he took a neshama that's mitachas kisai kovet, that's called a ruchnias. And Kosh Baruch Hu took a neshama which is called a ruchnias, and he was geyser that this neshama should reside, should live and dwell in a gashmiz de giguf. They are two opposites. But they're chateva, they cannot coexist side by side. And yet, they do live side by side. That's the pillar. Mafli lasis. Azoy Tash, the Ramah, Rabbi Sai, the Broche Mafli Lasis. The Pella is that a Neshama, which is compared to spiritual, and the Guf is totally Gashmizig, and a Maitre, they're able to live side by side together. That's the Pella! Because Gashmiz and Ruchnis, Be'etzem, Be'derech HaTeva, cannot coexist. They cannot live in harmony one with the other. The Alta von Kelm, Tamul Gezuk, Rabbi Sai, once said, he said, in the world of Shadchonis, there's all type of Shadchonim. A better shadchonim, the schwacher shadchonim, all different types of shadchonim. But the schwachste shadchon, he said, the schwachste shadchon, it'll never occur to him to make a shidduch between a human being and a behemoth. Make a shidduch. And here came the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, has gemacht a shidduch between a neshom and a guf. I don't understand that shidduch, he said. I don't understand it. How do you make a shidduch between these two? Mafli lasois, it's a gewaldige pele. So I'm going back to the Chassam Sofer. A person chazes Torah, which is Chochmas Hashem, which is Kulay Ruchnias, and his head is Agashmi Zigikop, but Derech HaTeva Chazora would not be Mechayev that he has to retain, that he must remember. So you guess the Kaiser, how can we see it does work? That's only Siyata Dishmai. But Agashmi Zachmas Bederech HaTeva, it's not a Siyata Dishmai Zach. It's a Teva Degazach, like anything else, which is a so-called a Teva Degazach. But when it comes to Torah, Rabbi Yisai, for Torah, Rabbi Yisai, he needs Siyata Dishmaya. What's the Bira Dover Take? So if you want Siyata Dishmaya, Rabbi Yisai, you need Siyata Dishmaya. What's Siyata Dishmaya? You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Min HaShemayim, should give you the ability to remember, right? Shlo Yishkach Siyata Dishmaya. So ask yourself a question. What do you have to do to be Zoycha to that Siyata Dishmaya? Everybody the same? Everybody the same has can have the same Siyata Dishmaya. What do you have to do? If Shelo Yishkach, you need Siyata Dishmaya, the Shemayim should give you, right? Shemayim should give you that Siyata Dishmaya, should give you that help, should give you the koyach, the ability to remember. If you need Siyata Dishmaya, if you depend on Siyata Dishmaya, so what do I have to do to get that Siyata Dishmaya? Not everybody has that Siyata Dishmaya. You see it all over. You don't have the Siyata Dishmaya to remember. What do you have to do? I believe the Teretz is, when the Rebbe Yehuda says the Brocha Birchas HaTorah, What is the bracha Birchas HaTorah, Rabbi Yisai? Shbuch Abon Mukholam Hem Nosolon Oester Rosoi. Shbuch gave us Torah Semes and so on. Skedai, Ayin Bebach Simen Mem Vov. Look at the Bach and Simen Mem Vov, Birchas HaTorah. I think any Ben Torah at least once in your life to see the words of the Bach. With the Bach all of a sudden, and besides, from a Pesach and a Rosh Yeshiva, all of a sudden becomes a tremendous Baal Musar. And the Bach writes over there, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, you know what he meant? Did he mean when he gave us the Torah means to learn Torah? That's not all of it. That's not all of it. That's just scratching the surface. So the Bach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, Shenis Atzim Bigdushes HaTorah, that we become one with the Torah. Da yidvet ashtik Torah. Limit our Torah and the sin is our Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah b'matana. It means that we should become ruchni yizdik. We should become a shtik sefer Torah. Azoy du debach. That is the kavana when we say in the Birkas HaTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah b'matana. It means that we in the Torah are meshadach ourselves and we actually become a shtik sefer Torah. A yid becomes a chefze shel Torah. If he becomes a chefze shel Torah, Rabbi Zay, avada, he doesn't forget the Torah. He himself is a shtik Torah. That's the Zgula, Rabbi Yisrael, to be Zoyche, to be Seate, to Shemaya. You should not forget. The Zgula Birchas HaTorah means, as the Bach says, if a person is Zoyche, to learn Torah, the Kedusha V'Tahara, that he becomes Niskadish, right? The Itzuma Shul Torah, he becomes Niskadish, he becomes the Etzem HaTorah. If you become Etzem HaTorah, then you're Torah yourself, which I have to forget. The Vizbek Torah. Mr. Alayna Shtik Torah, you are Torah. So the Mechayev, Rabbi Yisrael, the Zgula, the Koran means, it demands that we rise in Avodas Hashem to become a shtik chefze shel Torah. That is the kavona that lies in the Birchas HaTorah. So when the Tzlach says, just say Birchas HaTorah like that, many people say Birchas HaTorah, and I'm assuming they'll say it with kavona also. By the way, when the Yehuda said, Birchas HaTorah is a zgula for Zikaron, he did not mean without Chazorah. It means together with Chazorah. Un Chazorah boi segaitis nish. Dus an tapere chazore. An tapere chazore. Word birchas atoire. No, now you have a chance. But the kavon of birchas atoire, as we see from the Bach, birchas atoire is not some abrocho. Birchas atoire is a mechai. Birchas atoire demands something from you. Demands that shenis atzem v'kdushes atoire, he becomes a sefer Torah. Let me tell you something. Should not be such a chiddush to you, you're saying, demanding a yid should become a sefer Torah. The Rabbinim from Pshischa once said something very beautifully. The Rabbinim of Tamul Gezukta Azoy, he says, listen, what do you think a Sefer Torah is? And excuse me for putting it in these terms. You know what a Sefer Torah is? You take the skin of a behemoth. You take the skin of a behemoth, yeah? And what do? You take some drops of ink, and you inscribe on the skin of the behemoth words of Torah, and all of a sudden, the oyer behemoth becomes Nis'ala, and become Niskadish with a Chalois Kedusha Sefer Torah. Said the Rebbe Rabbinin, if Oyer Behemah can become a Sefer Torah, Oyer Odom cannot become a Sefer Torah. Oyer Behemah can become a Sefer Torah. That's what it is, Sefer Torah. Because some words of Torah with ink was inscribed on Oyer Behemah, makes it in the holiest article, right? Becomes a Kedusha Sefer Torah. Oyer Odom, a person who eats Torah, who breathes Torah, who's misnaig b'derech haTorah, he cannot become. He doesn't have the koyach to become a shtik sefer Torah. Avada he can. B'chol Mevasiman once, a friend of Rocha once related, said that in Volozhin, but during Simchas Torah, the Netziv was holding his sefer Torah. Something happened during the Akufas and he slipped. The Netziv, sefer Torah, they all slipped. So all of a sudden, everybody's running to pick up the sefer Torah. So Bitzel of Elijah, and he screamed out and said, no! First pick up the Netziv! He's the real Sefer Torah! Then you pick up the other Sefer Torah. The living Sefer Torah. The Netziv. First you pick him up. Then you pick up the Sefer Torah on the ground. Everybody runs to pick up the Sefer Torah. No, you pick up the Netziv first. That's the real Sefer Torah. That's the living Sefer Torah. That's the emerging Sefer Torah. And he becomes the Sefer Torah. That's what the Bach says. That's the Kavonah. That's the Kavonah in Birchas HaTorah. And the morale says in Tiferes Yisrael, everybody knows that Torah Shebiksav has a klaf. That's how you write Torah Shebiksav. You have to have klaf. So you have klaf, and you write a Sefer Torah. So the Maral in Tiferes Yisrael says, Torah Shebal Peh also has a klaf. You know what the klaf of Torah Shebal Peh is? Your mouth. The mouth of a Yid that learns Torah Shebal Peh, that's the klaf of Torah Shebal Peh. Which means that you yourself, you become a Shtik Torah. You become the klaf of Torah Shebal Peh. The mouth of a Yid. So Avada, you have to be careful how you treat that mouth. You have to be careful what comes out of the mouth, you have to be careful what goes into that mouth. No less than the words, the wonderful words of the Rechaim HaKodesh, that he says, Lefuva Mishpachas Hapuni. It doesn't seem to stem. Lefuva Mishpachas Hapuni, where does the Nun come in? All the others, well, the Yachzeel Mishpachas HaYachzeeli, so you have the same words. But Lefuva Mishpachas Hapuni, where does the Nun come in? Where's the Mishpachas Hapuni? The Rechaim HaKodesh here, Piv Shel Ho'odom, that learns Torah, Piv Nasa Klishores. The mouth of a Yid becomes a klesharis mamish. Bitnai, that you keep your mouth holy. That you keep your mouth bekedusha. So what do you have to do? You have to rinse your mouth, he says, or Chaim HaKodesh says, in order to make it a klesharis. You have to rinse it, you have to clean it, you have to remove all the impurities. Then your mouth can be a klesharis. So he teaches, lefuva, the mouth of a Yid. Mishpachas has to come from the family. Hapuni, lifnois, you have to clean it out. You have to clear it out. You have to remove all of the impurities. Says the Rechaim HaKodesh. That's the fuva mishpachas hapuni. So I'm going to conclude. I think Marav is soon, but let me just tell you. So when the Chinuch tells us that Sfiras HaOmer, that we count every day, is in order to count down to Kabbalah Satayre, it's showing our eagerness that you can't wait. The Moshe of Rabbein Yeruchim brings us like a chosen who's waiting for his chasana. So every day he turns another page in the calendar. Oh, we're already closer, another day closer to the chasana, another day closer, another day closer. So is the eagerness of Yid. Yid shows how he can't wait, how he's longing, how he's yearning for Kabbalah Satayre. He shows that by counting down every day. Every day for Kabbalah Satayre. The obvious kash is Rabbi Sai. Today is a few thousand years after Kabbalah Satayre. So why are we counting Sfira today? What Kabbalah Satayre? Are we really, is there a new Kabbalah Satayre every year? What does it mean? What does it mean for us that you count Sfira? Every year you're counting Spheres again, we're counting to the Yontav of Shavuos. We have the Torah, Baruch Hashem, thousands of years already. So what are we counting down to? What are we counting today? Tov Shinayin Beis, last year Tov Shinayin Aleph, and so on. What are we counting down to Shavuos? What, for Kabbalah Satayre? We have the Torah already. Is anything new going to happen this Shavuos? Tov Shinayin Beis? What's going to happen? What's going to be new? The Goyen Rabbi Shech Avroyden is the final Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron. He said it over Nifle. You know, the Yerushalmi says, Peridal Rosh Hashanah, Mishar Shi Baride. Mishar Shi Baride says, Bechol HaKorbanos, it says, Ksiv Chet. By all the Korbanos, it says, Sirizim Lechatos, Sirizim Lechatos. If you never picked it up, Ba'atzeres ain't ksiv chait. By Shavuos it doesn't say chait. Sirism, you bring a sirism. It doesn't say lechatos. Why? Said the Yishalmi apela de gezach. Yishalmi says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im atem mekabelim aleichem ol Torah, listen to this, Shavuos, if a year is mekabel ol Torah, Mala ani aleichem ki ilu lechatosem me'oilom, like you were never chayted. By Shavuos it doesn't even mention lechatos. Siriza mechad lechatos. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu says if you mekabel upon yourself ol Torah, Mala ani aleichem ki ilu lechatosem me'oilom. Says Rav Moshe Chevroni, in other words, what Yerushalmi is saying, that the koyach hakapora of Shavuos is higher than Yom Kippur. Why? By Yom Kippur we know that there are certain averes which Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Chil Hashem from Ibi Yisurim need Misa. Dal Chaluki Kippur, the Gemara Yuma. But here it says, when it comes to Shavuos, it doesn't even say the word Lechatos. Siriza Mechad Lechatos, it doesn't say. Because Malin Alechem Kilu Lechatos Amyolim. In other words, Yom Kippur says, there was a Chait, I'm removing the Chait. Oh, if there was a Chait, so therefore, removing, Rabbi Isai, something I can remove, something I can. Shavuos says, there never was a Chait. Malani alechem kiluloi chatosa miyolam. There never was a chait. What's the secret, Rabbi Yisrael? What's the secret that on Shavuos malani alechem kiluloi chatosa miyolam? So Moshe Chavroni says the following. It's a famous ma'aseh. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yisrael, about metziyah daf pei dalet. We know the history of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, before he became the great Rish Lakish, he was a Rosh HaListin. The Gemara tells us It's a wonderful story. Rabbi Yochan Habesoche beYarden. Rabbi Yochan was taking a bath in the Yarden. Chazei Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish from a distance. That was before he was the Rish Lakish that we know today. Rish Lakish sees at a distance, he sees someone bathing. Shover the Yarden Abasra. He had tremendous balkoyach. Rish Lakish, with one jump, he jumped right into the water next to Rabbi Yochan. The Gemara says, as you know, in Brachas, Rabbi Yochan had a tremendous hadras upon him. Very handsome person. So Mel Rish Lakish looks at Rabbi Yochan, and so he said to Rabbi Yochan, Shufroch l'nashi. He says, the kind of beauty that you have is for Noshim, it's not for you. And Rabbi Yochan goes back and said to Rish Lakish, Cheloch l'raise, the kind of koyach that you've just displayed, the Torah can use such a koyach. Cheloch l'raise. Rabbi Yochan says, I'll make a deal with you. Isli Achle says, I have a sister, the Shapira Binoi. Have a sister much more attractive than me. Ikoblis Olechov, you're makabel upon yourself to do tshuva, I give you my sister as a shidduch. The Gemara says, Kibbal Alei, that Rish Lakish was makabel upon himself at that moment. He was makabel upon himself, he becomes a bal tshuva. He's makabel upon himself, Ol Teire. Karhava Boyle Meheder. He now wanted to jump back to get his clothing. Loyhava Motzi. He was not able to jump back. Says Rashi, you know why not? Because Teire Mateshes Koyche Shalodo. He no longer had that koyach that I had before. So Moshe Chavroni asked the Poshta Kashe. We always thought Torah Mateshes Koyach Shalodom is Yemekres Abocher goes to Yeshiva, right? Yeshiva, and he doesn't eat, he misses breakfast. And for 6 months he doesn't sleep properly. He doesn't eat properly. He sits all day. He learns Yom HaVelayla. Torah Mateshes Koyach Shalodom. That's not the pshat. Torah Mateshes Koyach Shalodom is not because he doesn't eat or he doesn't sleep. Because Rabbi Zohar, why Dafke Torah? Learning any Chochma the same way. If you learn mathematics the same way, put in the same hasmode, don't eat, don't sleep. It should also be mateshes. No, that's not the word. Torah mateshes means like this. A person prior to learning Torah, he's a gashmi, he's a geguf. Physical strength is measured as how much gashmi, is a geguf you have. Torah is ruchnius. In a world of ruchnius, there's no room for physical strength, because that's ruchnius. When Rish Lakish says, Rav Moshe Chavroni was mekabel ol Torah, he became Ashtik Torah, which means that the Gashmi is the Geguf of Rish Lakish became Nismayet, and he became more Ruchnizdik. The more Ruchnizdik they become, the weaker the physical properties of the body. It dissipates. In other words, you become Ashtik Torah, you become Ruchniz, you become Torah. So Moshe Chavroni, Kabbalah Satoira is one thing. He used Makabal Toyavada 2,000 years ago. The Avoida every year is to become more Ruchnius, to become more Toyradik, to remove more of our Gashmius, and that could be Avoida, a lifetime Avoida, because there's no end to the Ruchnius of Torah. So every year we count down to Shavuos is what? Not Stam Kabbalah Satoira. We have the Torah already. The Avoida the Yid is Sever Nashtik Torah. It's Oven more Ruchnius Dik. To become more Ruchnius Dik, there's no end in the world of Ruchnius. Gashmius has a gvul, has an erech, has a beginning, has an end. Ruchnius has no end, has no soy, but gliyet. But the erech, tachlis. So every year there's an ayah void of Eid. How much Ruchnius, no matter how much Ruchnius I attained last year on Shavuos, to become more Ashtik Torah? This year I want to become more Ashtik Torah. Aggressive Ashtik Torah. Cyber Kamas and Cyber Eches. That Rabbi said. That is the avoid of Eid. Let me just conclude Mamish with a Dove Nifle. With a Tzodik HaKoyin says in Pri Tzadik. It's a mind-boggling thing. Tzadik says it in Vayikra. Anybody can look it up. In Pri Tzadik, Daf Lamed Ches. The Tzadik says as follows. K'moy she'omar Rabbeinu HaKodesh Melublin. The Tzadik brings him Rem from Lublin to the Mechoyz in Lublin. Al echot b'yom av shoye b'al boser. When you see a person, let's call him a heavy person, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? E'estasach. Yeah, but derech ha'tevet, that's the way it is. If he's heavy, something is wrong. Rest. He overeats. Says Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, the Rebbe Lublin said about a person shoyah bal boser. Av shoyah oni, he was so poor he couldn't afford to eat a lot. He couldn't afford, didn't have any food. So why was he heavy? Why was he? Achoyah masmid godol b'toyre. That person was a masmid godol. V'omru, and it was said. Listen, v'omru said shemasik tanuk ubriyas haguf. Phenomenal thing. Divrei Torah can fatten you up also. A person can become fat Interesant. What does that mean? It means, Rabbi said, because the goof itself became Ashtik Torah. The Torah itself, so sorry, when the goof expanded, you didn't see a Gashmiz. You saw a Gashmiz like a goof. But that was really a goof that was Niskadish. That was the length of Torah. That was the Inyan of Torah. That was the Sivuv. It's surrounded, being surrounded by a body that Bemes had Kedushas HaTorah. That, Rabbi said, that's the Avoid of Yid and Kabbalah HaTorah as we come down to the Yontif Yeshuas. To become a little more Ashtik Torah than we were last year. That's why every year we have again a counting down the Kabbalah HaTorah. The boys will help us. To the Zoyres of Kabbalah HaTorah Bez Hashem, to be Zoyretaki, to the Siyati Dishmaya, like the Gemara said, Lo'oik Megirse, Shlayishka, Siyati Dishmaya, and to all the Broches Amuris Betoyre, Rechyomen, Biyamino, Besmoy Loisha, Bekovet, Biyas Goyal Sedek, Vemherov, Amenu, Amen.